In Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, tensions between Sunni and Shiite Muslims are growing. One Shiite cleric said the eastern part of Saudi Arabia should secede if discrimination against Shiites continues. Kelly McEvers reports.
It's early morning in the Saudi village of Awamiya.
This is the number one checkpoint.
Already, police have set up checkpoints at all the roads that lead into town.
Another
checkpoint.
Yeah.
Checkpoint number two.
Police ask for IDs and search the trunks of every car. This crackdown started last month after Shiites clashed with Sunni religious police and their supporters in the holy city of Medina. The two sides disagreed over how Muslims should worship there. Shiites here in Awamiya protested, were arrested, then released. Then, local sheikh Nimr al-Nimr suggested in this Friday sermon that the Shiite-dominated eastern region of Saudi Arabia should secede from the country if discrimination against Shiites continues. Saudi police then moved into Awamiya in search of the sheikh and arrested more Shiite men.
Some soldiers enter in this house with the gun and everything. After that, they hit this door. It was locked. They push it.
Wow, so there's a big hole in the door and the frame has been all ripped out.
And everything.
Jafar Abdullah Al-Ajane says the only people at home when the police broke this door were his 14-year-old nephew, a housekeeper, and his grandmother.
She was like this, in the same place.
Sitting on the floor in the kitchen with a teapot watching TV.
The woman says her son came to ask police what was wrong. He was arrested on the spot, she says, even though he hadn't committed any crime. In the wake of this unrest in Awamiya, moderate Shiite leaders met with Saudi Arabia's powerful Minister of Interior this week. They warn that if steps aren't taken to free the imprisoned men, stop the crackdown on Awamiya, and address their larger concerns about discrimination, their people will continue to radicalize.
You're listening to Radio Bahrain, the headlines once again.
And the same is happening about an hour's drive from eastern Saudi Arabia in the Shiite villages of the island nation of Bahrain. The difference here is that Shiites actually form the majority of the population, but still they're ruled by a Sunni elite. Almost every night, Shiites take to the streets and set fire to furniture, garbage, and tires, protesting what they say is the same kind of discrimination Shiites face in Saudi Arabia: lack of access to jobs and housing, and the jailing of Shiites for what they say is nonviolent political activity.
There's a big fire up here in the middle of a traffic jam. You can see the riot police. The huge plume of black smoke up above. It smells terrible. You can start to hear the sirens.
Most of the riot police aren't originally from Bahrain. Instead, they've been recruited from Sunni countries like Syria, Egypt, and Jordan, and given Bahraini passports. Shiites say this is the government's way of stacking the deck against them. But Sunni leaders like Deputy Minister of Parliament Ghanem Al-Buainin say Shiites can't be trusted to work in the security forces, especially now that they've taken to the streets.
Unfortunately, this situation costing Bahrain a lot, either in the property or in the reputation, whatever it is. I can assure you one thing, really, that this is not the general feeling of Shias in Bahrain. But unfortunately, it seems that there is a political agenda for somebody to apply their ideas in the street.
That, quote, somebody Al-Buainin is talking about is Shiite-dominated Iran. Here and in Saudi Arabia, Sunni leaders say Iran is using local Shiites to stir up trouble and assert its power, like it has in Lebanon and Iraq. Arab leaders all over the region fear that as the U.S. begins to negotiate with Iran, their concerns will be forgotten. The situation got even worse after an Iranian official recently declared that Bahrain once was part of Iran. Shiite activists here say in the past, they didn't imagine asking Iran for help in their struggle with the Sunni government. But now, they say, it might be something worth considering. As one activist put it to me, when a man has already lost everything, why should he care about the country around him? Why not just let it burn? For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Manama, Bahrain.